American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report on this first day of the week. It is the 4th of March, 2013. Maybe I should be inspirational to people and face that first day of the week with unbounded enthusiasm and say the word as many times as I possibly can on a two-hour show. No. Ron McDonald, let's take another call here. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, I wonder if you can help me to form the words to ask my sheriff, who's running for re-election, questions about the Council of Government administrative law that puts juries, you know, in the back drawer, and it attempts to put the authority of the sheriff in the back door, too, out the back door. And I find that we've got a kitchen table meeting at the restaurant, and he's going to be there answering questions, but I'm not sure what would be the most effective kind of question to ask him.
Well,
would you help me with that?
Well, Betty, right out of the chute, I would ask him the question, when you took your oath of office, the constitutional oath to protect and defend, were you serious? And do you fully realize the implication of you swearing to that? That would be my first question.
Thank you.
Because once he makes the declaration of, yes, absolutely, yes, Constitution, then you can start picking fly stuff out of the sugar bowl with the stuff he may be involved in that isn't exactly constitutional.
Well, for instance, we have the military drones flying over the transportation on our roads, and then we've got the police with their equipment to take live pictures of everybody's license plate.
Well,
combine those two things, we're going to have some big problems.
I was just up in Dallas last Wednesday, and I saw something I'd never seen before, a little foreign car, little subcompact car, with license plate readers, two on the front and two on the back. And there was a cop in plain clothes driving the thing around. And he was writing people tickets for expired license and, you know, whatever else. Yeah.
I'm projecting into the future. I don't want them using drones against us because then the sheriff loses his power.
Well, what I would, you know, Is this going to be just a one-time shot with him, or is this going to be an ongoing thing?
No, he's running for re-election. He's going to appear lots of places.
Okay, well, all right. So he's motivated politically here to get re-elected.
Yes.
Is there any opposition to his holding office?
Not this early.
Okay. Well, and let him enjoy his limelight right now. And if there was a true constitutionalist running for sheriff, that would set your standards.
Well, he may be, but I just don't know the correct.
Hang on a second, Betty. Let's digest this for a few minutes.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems. Then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ron McDonald, any advice here for Betty?
Well, you know, most officials throughout the state have no clue that they're subject to administrative law. That fourth branch of government that does not exist, except it's been put in place. It's called a quasi fourth branch of government. And all the laws are made through the Attorney General, through all the agencies. Even the Sheriff Department now is an agency, as well as the Presidency of the United States. We've lost touch with the reality of the meets and bounds state. And that means both state and federal. So, you know, get an in-depth thought process going on what administrative laws are and how they affect the daily life without ever touching upon actual law.
Right. And I have another suggestion for you, Betty. Go to sheriffmack.com.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the best examples out there of the duties, rights, and responsibilities of a county sheriff. And
I've got all that, and I'm just forming the questions. One last question, and I do appreciate what you've told me. Mm-hmm. We had the two county commissioners there who are running for re-election last week when we met. And, you know, we wouldn't have known that they spent $50,000 to get the help of the regional J government so that they would be able to keep a 0.5% tax within the county instead of it going outside of the county. Well, that's the kind of regional funding that really upsets me. And to be able to find words to ask the questions, I'm really reaching, and you sure have been a help.
All right. Well, Betty, I appreciate it. Let me know how the meeting with the sheriff goes.
I shall indeed.
All right. Thank you, Betty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, I mean, your sheriffs are always up for re-election. Yeah, that's a political process that gets them there, but...
You know, the problem is they don't understand what law actually is. Yeah, none of them do.
That's true. That is true. And they don't realize why they've been defunded more and more and more every year. I mean, they're relegated to basically being keepers of the kingdom, the court officers, yeah, the bailiffs, the jailers, the whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in service to the, what would you call it, the administrative people.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Fred in California. Hello, Fred.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hi.
Ron, are you the one that co-authored a book called They Own It All, including you?
Yes.
Well, I want to personally thank you very much for all the effort that you put into that book, along with Bob Rowan and along with all the hosts on this network. I'm in extreme pain and have been since 87, and I read a lot to get away from it. In 2001, I switched from novels to history because I wanted to find out what was going on in this world. In 2008, I went from oil to currencies, and I was reading a book by Edward Griffin called The Creature from Jekyll Island. And when I hit currencies, it's what put the glue on the puzzle pieces. And I never really had any idea where this reading would take me. But I picked your book up 2 months ago, and at that time I was considering of starting my own talk show because it's out of frustration that most other talk show formats, when you get on the subject of currency and money and Federal Reserve and debt-based economies, they just don't want to touch it. And after reading your book, you defaulted me to this network you're on, and so I'm listening to it every day. So I want to thank all of you, all the hosts, because you're doing a damn good job.
Well, and you know what, Fred, would really tickle me and fire up my passion? If you went out and got a handful of people to listen to the network, and then they turned around and got a handful, each one of them got a handful of people to listen to the network, because that's what we're here for. We're here for the general public out there. We don't make things overly complicated. And when we do get into complicated issues, we do get quite detail-oriented, and there's a reason for that. But this is, I appreciate you saying that, because you are feeling what we intend this network to be.
Well, I was so frustrated because, you know, I address and talk to some major talk show hosts who have, you know, 15,000 book private libraries, but have no idea what money or debt or currency or Federal Reserve is. It's really surprising. But I just want to say that I listen to you every day, and I spread the word about this network. There is a lot of frustration out there, and I would say that over the years, I found a general increase in people's awareness of what's going on. So I'm pushing for you, and I listen to you, and I want to thank you and all your hosts, because it takes an awful lot of work to do what you're doing.
These people are the most dedicated group of people I've ever met in my life. And some of the lowest maintenance people. No prima donnas, no egotists. They're there to do a job, and they do it every day.
And I just, again, I just want to thank you, because talk show hosts that discuss the subject matter that you do on a daily basis, will I consider are the heroes, and you know, you're heard all around the world, and anybody who's frustrated out there who wants to ask questions or make comments, realize that, you know, you're being heard around the world, and in the Middle East, Africa, Far East, you name it. And I just, again, want to thank you very much. So let someone else come on.
All right, Fred, thanks. I appreciate you making that call and making those points. And you're right. We're listened to globally. And that's nice. I mean, that is really good. We're listened to mainly by Americans living abroad. But also, people, there's two sets of people. Displaced Americans, please come home, we need you. And those, they're interested enough in world affairs to realize what's going on inside the United States, because they recognize one thing for sure. United States goes, so does everything else. The hope and the prayer of freedom and liberty. Many countries, they've been living under socialism and despotism, well, their entire lives. But here, it's a new experience for us. The American people are waking up to the term, well, what's socialism? What's corporatism? You know, what are these isms you keep talking about? Well, keep listening. We'll explain it to you. Dan in Illinois. Hello, Dan. He dropped. Just dropped. So let me see. In about 90 seconds, he's going to hear me saying, if he's listening online, just dropped. Henry in New England. Hello, Henry.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Well, the only thing you're saying is that, are you saying economically as the U.S. goes? Because the products that Germany makes, and even Japan, I'm not so sure, they sell that to a lot of other countries around the world.
No. I'm not talking about widgets. I'm not talking about manufacturing. I'm not just talking about a manufacturing-based economy. I'm talking about the concept of that little constitutional thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and how the government used to stay out of the way of people with... Henry, you didn't get this?
No, I get it now. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, because some people on the radio, AM radio, they talk that if the U.S. Goes, right, that all of Europe, or the better countries of Europe and Japan, would just go flat, too. And what one guy called up, he was 24, he said that, they don't make the kind of SHIT that we make as far as made in China that falls apart. You can't export our products that come in Home Depot and even some of our cars, because they're just to constantly fall apart and have change and all that. That some of the durable things that come out of, you know, Volkswagen and Toyota and Mercedes and so forth, and even other products. Even some of the products in IKEA, I feel... office light that's about $17 that looks better than what I see in Office Depot that's made in China.
But
I'll move on to that. You know, it's interesting you brought that up, because one of the things I wanted to do, but I don't know whether I have to travel there to do it, is to look at the Constitution in Australia, Switzerland, not too many countries, about three or four, and make some comparisons, because or certain things with systems, because I think some of the stuff in Australia is a copy of here. Am I right? And Switzerland does not have a king and queen.
I don't understand the question.
Well, it's like a thought and a comment. In other words, isn't it true that, because I do have... They used to have guns in Australia. We know they do in Switzerland.
Yeah.
They have free speech in Australia. Some things that are similar, because I talked to a guy from Australia that was similar to the U.S., at least originally. Now, the Masons down there tried to reincorporate Australia back into the English monarch. I think William Cooper mentioned that, too.
Yeah.
But it wasn't always that way.
Well, I don't know. Tell me if they have a constitution. I'll be honest with you. If Australia has a constitution, I've never read it. And go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's more important to recognize whether their system is similar to ours.
Right.
Their laws are similar to ours. Yeah, they are. They are.
That's what I thought. And I do know this. I'll say this before I go. I know in Switzerland, I heard a Swiss guy that was on Alex Jones, and he's a nice guy. And they were saying that there are certain laws that if they did in Swiss Parliament, the people could revoke them. Easily. So certain little things I'm going to find out about, because...
All right, Henry, we got a break.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Are back. One of the things I want to get into, Cabela's. First up, Chick-fil-A. The family-owned restaurant that they said, you know, we're not for this gay stuff, and marriage is man and woman. Well, I just saw something over the weekend, and I forget the college, excuse me, but well, some of the students... there was a Chick-fil-A on campus, and, well, they felt threatened by Chick-fil-A. How in the hell can you feel threatened by a chicken sandwich? Oh no, it's the philosophy of the owners that they protested. And it went up for a vote, student council vote, whatever vote they had on campus. It was, I think, 8-3 or 8-5 to keep Chick-fil-A.
University of New Mexico.
Thank you. Now, ain't that some stuff? I feel I don't feel safe on campus because Chick-fil-A is here. You know what? I don't feel safe because you're so whacked out. You know, obviously you're not a Bible-toting individual. Well, maybe you are and go to a new Christ church or some thing.
But the thing that got me is when they were taking the vote, the gay students were panting and crying and everything else.
All this
to show their fear
of a dead piece of chicken on a bun, for God's sakes. You know, how about natural law? Well, why don't we try that one? Yeah. You don't want to go the God route? Okay, try the natural law thing. You know, I always use the example, Ron, of, well, put the lesbians on one island and make sure that the other island that you put the homosexuals on, homosexual men, that they're spread far enough apart they can't, you know, palm float over there or no way they can interact. And I guarantee you, within one lifetime, you're all going to be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there ain't no sperm banks on the island, mind you. Jeez, old Pete.
Do you know, the thing also is that the owner of Chick-fil-A merely said his opinion, and that's freedom of speech. And what are they teaching these kids in the universities about that? You're entitled to say your mind.
Well, and they expressed it. I feel threatened by Chick-fil-A. I feel threatened by a chicken sandwich. Oh, woe is me. I feel threatened by your... by your tilted view of life. And I'm not asking for your expulsion, now am I? Well, maybe we should be. Henry in New England, anything else, sir?
Well, one response to that is that I think some of the students there, you're saying they voted 8-3 or whatever the margin is, I think they probably didn't care because they probably liked the food, for one. And two is what you're dealing with is... all this political correctness of you not like New York, if you're a sportscaster on the radio, like what happened to Bob Grant, like what happened to some Yankees baseball players, if you make some comment about either gay or lesbian or a certain ethnic group or whatever, but Sharpton can say what he wants, you know, Jesse can say what he wants,
sure.
David Duke can say what they want, you know, Farrakhan can, but I mean... anybody else, if they're making millions of dollars, well, you or even doing well, or even if they're not, but if they do target celebrities or anybody making, you know, good money, that they should be punished because they're not ultra-tolerant of anything and everything, including illegal aliens, third-world immigration, or anything else, even if it could be true or may not be true.
Yeah.
And that does violate the First Amendment, and it's ridiculous. It's kind of hinting to hate crime laws that you have in France or in some European countries. That some of them don't have, like right. Denmark and Italy.
All right, Henry, I'm going to cut you
loose. Okay, nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Right. Thanks a lot.
Somebody had a proper idea. You know who Cabela's is, right, Ron?
No, I don't.
Well, they don't have any. They don't have any Cabela's sporting goods stores out in California.
I don't think so.
Well, they probably got rid of them. No. Medical excise tax, what they did at Cabela's, they're actually putting the tax on their receipts, and the government is just having babies over this one. And this is part of Obama not care. Medical excise tax on retail receipts. And there is an actual image of a sales receipt from a Cabela's, popular sporting goods store. The 2.3% medical excise tax that began on January 1st is supposed to be hidden from the consumer. Now, the last time somebody told me that I couldn't tell anybody that I was charging them for using a credit card, I actually had a credit card processing company tell me that I can't tell the public about the credit card fees. And I said, really, why not? Well, it's just an unspoken law that you just roll that right into the cost of your goods or services, and you don't make mention of it. If you keep telling people, we're going to pull your machine. I said, if you don't want the wrath of hell pulled down around your scrawny little necks, say that to me one more time. And they backed off. Cabela's actually put on their receipts... medical excise tax, the 2.3% medical excise tax that began on January 1st is supposed to be hidden from the consumer, but it's been brought to the public's attention by hunting and fishing store Cabela's, who have refused to hide it and are showing it as a separate line tax item on their receipts. Person that sent this to me said, I did some research and found directly from the IRS's website information that proves this to be true and an accurate portrayal of something hidden in Obamacare that I was not aware of. And when we get back from the break, I'll read you right off the IRS website. Thank you, Cabela's. I'm going to make you my next stop if I need some sporting goods.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Back. Let's get back to your calls here in a minute. Person says, did some research and found directly from the IRS's website information that proves this to be true, an accurate portrayal of something hidden in Obamacare that they weren't aware of. Now, being skeptical of this, I went to the IRS website and found this. What is the medical device excise tax? Section A14191 of the Internal Revenue Code imposes an excise tax on the sale of certain medical devices by the manufacturer or importer of the device. When does the tax go into effect? The tax applies to sales of taxable medical devices after December 31st of 2012. How much is the tax? 2.3% of the sale price of the taxable medical device. But being more curious, I clicked on Chapter 5 of the IRS Publication 510, and voila, what do I find under medical devices, under manufacturer's taxes? Manufacturer's taxes, the following discussion of manufacturer's taxes applies to tax on sports fishing equipment, fishing rods and fishing poles, electric outboard. It doesn't sound medical to me. Fishing tackle boxes, bows, quivers, broadheads and points, arrow shafts, coal, taxable tires, gas-guzzling automobiles, vaccines, the list goes on. So there is your medical excise tax on non-medical stuff. Don't you just love it when liars figure and figures lie? but somebody has the timidity and just the graciousness to go, you know what? We're going to at least tell the people what you are doing. And this particular sale was off of two items totaling $279.67, paid for by a debit card, general sales tax, $20.87, and the medical excise tax, $5.82. Thank you, Cabela. Steve in Georgia. Hello, Steve.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
I'm Mr. McDonald.
Hi. Right.
Hey. Hey, I have a wild topic up, but the only way we can get rid of the Federal Reserve is if a lot of people realize all they are is decimal points. And they refuse to use it.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it, I guess.
Yeah. That when they realize it's not worth a damn thing and they don't use it, then it becomes...
Well... Ron, can you see a day that we can be unattached from this money? I mean, because it's something that touches, well, everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Well, it's not the money itself, but the hidden liens in those monies. As I say, this type of concept is as old as Babylon. You know, whenever a credit was lent out there, if you gave goods to a ship that you had a lien on, I mean, it follows the goods. Whether you paid off the goods when you hit port or not, if you disperse those goods, the lien carries on to whoever has the goods. So it's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. If the American people only knew that everything they have is owned by someone else, they'd go crazy.
Anything else, Steve?
We're still in the Babylon system, anyway.
Well,
yeah, we are.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's all. Oh, thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, if people just understood, you know, I mean, we could do away with a lot of angst out there and replace the anxiety with a little bit of anger based on immutable fact.
Yeah.
If the people of this country understood what the banking system is and what it has done to this country, how unconstitutional it really is, I mean, we could have a quiet riot revolution next week.
You know, it's not necessarily the currency that's the problem, because if they were to use the same system and you owned it, if you owned that and there wasn't a hidden lien on it, it would function probably very well in our society. But since someone else owns it all and we don't own any of it, that's the nature of the beast right there. That's the real problem.
And how? Dan and San Bisbo, or whatever the San, he made a comment here on, let me see here. Fred in California. Was that California? Dan Boy? He says, that was the greatest call ever. All right. Any more callers there? No? Okay. Good. And then I can get on with... And now for something entirely different. There's something else I wanted to bring up here. Let me get to it. Say something, Ron. Fill some time here.
Well, you know, you're talking about excise tax, the hidden excise tax. The income tax is defined as an excise tax. So that in itself tells you it's all commercial, you know, that we're paying a commercial tax. And how many of us are in commerce? None of us.
Well
a few of us, let's put it that way.
But all they have to do is attach that dollar bill to commerce. They can make their proclamation, and guess what?
That's it.
Ta-da!
You hit it. That's the point.
We're here, and we ain't leaving. We're like the Roach Moach Motel. We'll get in, and we promise you we'll never leave. And they haven't. Yeah, here's the story, by the way. I guess I got to play the clip. Go ahead. Let me play the Chick-fil-A Gay students say they feel threatened by Chick-fil-A's presence, but school board votes vendor can stay. By the way, to be fair about this, one of the major reasons why the school board decided to vote to keep Chick-fil-A, there was a contract. And you don't like to go around canceling people's contracts, because what do you have to do if you cancel the contract, Ron?
Well, if you've breached it, basically.
There you go. this is KRQE.
Fate of a popular restaurant was sealed today on the UNM campus. Chick-fil-A landed on the hot plate last week after a student group voted to kick the restaurant off campus, claiming its very presence made gay students feel unsafe. News 13's Selena Westervelt is live in the Newsplex with the story.
Jessica, the issue stems from the president of Chick-fil-A's controversial comments on gay marriage last...
Wait a minute, hold the presses. If you feel threatened by a chicken sandwich, wait till you get a load of me.
Today, the board governing the student union building took up the issue, too.
It was a packed meeting, wall-to-wall students looking to flap their wings on a touchy restaurant debacle.
Students started coming to me expressing the fact that they felt unsafe to go into their own student union building when they felt uncomfortable on campus. I felt like it was an issue that I should bring up.
Senator Kayla Ortiz with the Associated Students of the University of New Mexico sponsored a resolution to kick what some say is a controversial restaurant off the university's campus. Late last year, Chick-fil-A's president stirred up protests across the nation and even in Albuquerque after speaking out against gay marriage. Last week, the Student Senate passed a resolution that the restaurant should fly the coop. That resolution was voted on today by the board in charge of on-campus eateries, and things got heated.
Please look at this from a moral standpoint. Look at the kids that are here that are telling you we do not feel safe on this campus anymore.
Those in favor of booting Chick-fil-A say even the bags have become a symbol of hate. They claim seeing professors and students carrying them on campus makes them uncomfortable and fearful of retaliation because of their lifestyles. But those opposed say that's ridiculous.
Nobody is in imminent danger on this campus because of chicken.
I have friends who work for Chick-fil-A, and they're taught to treat every customer with the respect that they deserve.
This was the vote.
3 are in favor of removing Chick-fil-A, 8 are opposed to moving Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A is staying.
Now, each board member had different opinions, but a big reason why they decided to keep the restaurant was because Chick-fil-A is under contract with UNM. It would cost too much to kick them out and find someone new. Just
so the chicken crap stays.
Has anyone been accosted by a chicken fillet on that campus?
Who's the girl that said, what about morals? Look at all these people. I'm going, seriously? Couldn't you have chosen another word? Most people, I'm going to tell you what, most people in this country would be threatened by homosexuality if they saw the gay pride parades that happen every year in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
This is something the media will never show you. People in San Francisco are fully aware of it, obviously. Otherwise, they would probably died 20 years ago. The floats that are going down the streets, the sexual acts that are performed in floats running down a public street. You know, if that was shown to a national audience every year, then I could see where the homophiles, or what do you want to ever call them, their lifestyle would feel threatened. Well, I feel threatened by your lifestyle. I feel threatened by your cancer. Am I allowed to say that, or is that hate speech? If you hate a chicken sandwich, like I said, wait till you get a load of me. and if you don't like the Holly Bibble thing, let me give you to you in God's, or just call it natural law. And how I always shut them up? Do you think this is normal? Just because you dreamed it up in your head and you want to convince other people that it's just as normal, as natural, and as healthy as mom apple pie and Chevrolet and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I don't happen to think so. I don't spend a whole lot of time deriding it.
Well, I think that's the issue. Heterosexuals don't go out and prance around and have everything focused on their genitals. But
Howard Stern made a career out of that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
By the way, I... go up on YouTube and Google Howard Stern, Alex Jones interview, February 26th. If you want to know who the real Alex Jones is, listen to that interview. Enough said. And just based off of this, if this is how far the students are so afraid, they're feeling insecure in our campuses, how insecure are the heterosexual people going to feel when the homosexuals start saying that your lifestyle threatens me?
Yeah.
Can you see this day coming?
Well, you know, now it's taught in schools, in public schools, that the kids have a choice, and they teach it at an early age. And what it's doing in schools, I have no idea.
Well, I do. It's a
brainwashing.
It's a transmission belt for the propaganda.
Yeah.
You go after the minds of clay in which to mold, and you destroy them at a young age. You pollute their little minds at a young age.
Yeah. I might be a prude, you know, but my daughters, they wanted to teach them sex education when they were 7 years old, and I says, no way are you going to even touch the topic in front of my daughters.
I don't know, can a seven-year-old even spell sex?
I don't think so.
And then, you know, what? That was the first. I didn't think about those issues until I went through puberty. Then I spent a number of years afterwards being scared to death of girls.
Yeah.
You know, well, I mean.
Well, I think the proper teaching is on the street where all kids learn it, you know?
You'd be amazed what you can find out from your school buddies, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it. Are we in danger from dying out because there's not enough sex education? I mean, that's pretty basic and fundamental to any species on this planet. I don't think you really have to instruct them about sex.
No, I don't.
Jeez, oh, Pete, man. I just... Oh, God.
I mean, it's not as if it's not something that develops on its own, even if you're not taught about it, you know?
Man, oh, man. I'm just... Oh, God. Where is that story? I had it up on my screen and it disappeared on me. Kid down in Florida. Kid on a school bus. Pulls out a .22 revolver. Mike Rivera was talking about it earlier today. And they're going after the kid because the kid intervened, grabbed the gun away from the kid wielding the gun. He's being expelled. The kid should get a medal.
Wow.
Yeah. And I apologize. I should have this up on my screen, but it disappeared on me. I feel threatened.
So it's that old adage, what's white is black and what's black is white. You just, everything's reversed in this society.
Well, and yeah, to further confound and confuse. I mean, there's no other way I can look at it. As a matter of fact, I had my engineer here post a story, and this was my byline, and you thought Catholics couldn't get any more confused? This wonderful group of people, let me go to their website, the Independent Catholic News. And they're very proud of this, the EU bishop's statement on Rio Plus 20. And what is it? Agenda 21. Oh, bow down to your new master. Just when you thought Catholics couldn't be any more confused. Yeah, you have a pope that's going into retirement. No, he's there for life and death. But, well, yeah, the stories are coming out about the pontiff in Rome. He's got to get out of Dodge. It is out of control. And he's getting his little papal hat and getting out of town. They didn't know where the guy was going to retire to because no pope's ever retired in 600 years. What did they do? Put him up at the Holiday Inn?
Well, he's probably made enough money by now in the short time he's been in.
Oh, I'm sure there's not going to be any shortage in his retirement fund. I guarantee you that. Dwayne and Nolens. Dwayne, I'll tell you what. We're going to break here in, 10 seconds?
Okay. Is it all right to hold?
I would be disappointed if you didn't.
Okay, yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, did you? 20 seconds. Okay, yeah. Let me just hold you over, Dwayne. We'll take the break. Time enough for a few more phone calls you want to join in. Go up and take a look at the story, folks, on the website. The EU Bishop Statement on Rio Plus 20. Yeah. Yeah. God and sustainability. Yeah. And you thought Catholics couldn't get any more confused? Don't make a bet. 4 seconds. Yeah, I heard you.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. GeoffLawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
All right, we are back. Okay, Dwayne, you got a shot here. Go for it, my friend.
Hey, John. I saw this story about these this Chick-fil-A on the college university campus last week, and it struck me that, you know, another story I'd seen is the Chinese are teaching their children in classes of hundreds at a time in their martial arts classes. No pain, no mercy. And here we are teaching our children to be afraid of a chicken sandwich.
I couldn't have put that better myself.
That's all I got to say, guys. Right. I'll see y'all later. Bye.
Was that with or without cheese? Robert in Michigan. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Hey.
First time caller.
What's on your mind?
You were talking about the schools.
Yes.
I got a grandson that just got kicked out of school for 3 days for protecting a kid that was being picked on.
Well, isn't anti-bullying commendable?
It's supposed to be. Well, I'm going to a meeting tomorrow, and if they don't say something that makes me happy, I'm hiring a lawyer.
Well, and I'll lay you dollars to donuts why they're going to say that they gave him 3 days off.
Because he was a bully.
No. The real reason underlying that is that he should have gone and gotten a teacher.
They've already tried that, but he's had trouble with the teacher that... She's already said things about my grandson.
Really?
Somebody called and said he was bringing a gun to school one day.
Oh, come on.
Yes, they did. The police from another county called here and said, has he got access to guns?
Oh, man.
No, he doesn't. All my guns are locked. But somebody starts trouble, and it's one, she's a like a playground supervisor. She's the one that's causing trouble. So, I mean, I don't care. I'm so sick of it.
Man, I'm telling you. You're a bully because you are...
Protected a kid.
Yeah. And
he had four kids against him.
You know, and this is... I'll tell you a short story here, Robert. When I was in boot camp, there was this kid from New York. This guy couldn't do anything right. His name was Ira Sinchev. Now, obviously, he was a Jewish kid from the Bronx. And he really couldn't do it, and he was constantly being picked on. And I can remember in boot camp, we did this little exercise where they'd shoot flares. You'd go out at the ranges at night, and they'd shoot up a flare, and you'd have to freeze. And then when the flare started dying down, you were supposed to run for cover. Well, some of the guys in my platoon decided that it'd be kind of fun to keep tripping Ira Sinchev up as he was trying to run. And I'd had enough of that. And one of the biggest guys, and he never said a word to me afterwards, but he was trying to trip the kid up as he was running, and I just flattened his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Put his face right in the dirt. Now, nobody ever said a word to me. They were all aware of it, but nobody ever breathed a word because somebody stood up for the kid. We found out later why he was always so mixed up and he seemed preoccupied. This kid liked LSD, and he was high on it every damn day.
that's a good reason.
Robert, good luck with your kid.
Okay, later.
All right. Yeah, good old Iris and Chef. He was tripping every damn day. And nobody else knew that. I didn't find out until he got booted out of boot camp. But I wasn't going to – I didn't know it. I wasn't going to sit around and watch this poor Jewish kid get beat up on. I wasn't going to deal with it. At any rate, thank you, Ron McDonald.
Hey, my pleasure, John.
You make this first day of the week so pleasant. Appreciate it very much. Thank you all for being here today. We'll see you tomorrow in another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then.